with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says President Trump's recent MRI was preventative in nature. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After repeated questions about the purpose of the procedure, the White House released a statement from the president's physician. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, reading from the doctor's memo, said the screening was conducted because men in the president's age group benefit from a thorough evaluation of cardiovascular and abdominal health.
This level of detailed assessment is standard for an executive physical at President Trump's age and confirms that he remains in excellent overall health.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
There are new airport fees of $45 for Americans who can't produce a real ID.
Real ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have been allowed to clear security with extra screening. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 94% of passengers already have real ID. $45 fee is meant to get those 6% without it to get it. Real ID is designed to meet enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. It shows up on IDs as a white star in a yellow circle. TSA officials say paying the fee does not guarantee verification, and travelers with identities that cannot be verified may be turned away. If approved, the verification covers a 10-day travel period. Ed Donahue, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the nation is grateful for the service of the two National Guard members who came under attack.
Sarah and Andrew represent the very best of America. Two young patriots who were willing to put on the uniform and risk their lives in defense of their fellow Americans.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 427 points, the Nasdaq dropped 89. This is SRN News. Christmas celebrations are underway in Bethlehem again.
After a two-year hiatus because of the war in Gaza, believers in the City of Christ's Birth are cautiously planning to publicly enjoy the holiday. The annual tree lighting ceremony in Bethlehem is set for December 6th, and it is hoped that at least a few tourists will make the trip. President Trump has been trying to secure a lasting end to the war, which was sparked by the 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas, which is accused of repeatedly violating the current ceasefire. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign is in full swing across the nation. The official kickoff came during halftime of last week's game between the NFL's Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs. But in some places, the ubiquitous bell ringers have been on the job for weeks. The Christian Relief Organization raises a large portion of its annual donations between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Bitcoin sends stocks lower.
Stocks gave back some of last week's rally on Wall Street as Bitcoin fell sharply again. The S&P 500 lost 0.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 427 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Crypto-related stocks sank after Bitcoin's price fell below $86,000. That's down from $125,000 in October. Coinbase fell 4.8%. Robinhood lost 4.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.09%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Officials say three children ages 9, 8, and 14 and a 21-year-old man were killed and 11 others wounded in a weekend shooting in Stockton. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.